Hello, everyone. It's Brother Gary down here in Mexico. And remember, we're not in any studio, so you're liable to hear any kind of my animals or anything, my neighbors, whatever. But I hope you're having a great day. And we're continuing on our devotional. And so we're in John chapter 9. And we've begun to see that the Jews are increasing in their opposition against Christ. And it's going to bring us all the way to the cross, all the way through John. So we're at the point now where Jesus has just healed the blind man. He's been blind since birth, and he healed him. And now they have called his parents in. They've called his parents in, and we'll start in verse number 19. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself." These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age, ask him." And so here we have the parents, right? They have seen some heartaches because great joy when their child was born, and then realizing he had no sight, probably hurt, and then seeing the way that society treated him because he was blind this whole time, and going through the different struggles that someone with a disability like being blind would have through their lifetime would be quite a struggle, not only for them, but for the whole family, right? And then comes along Jesus, and Jesus heals them. Instantly, he heals them. And what great joy that would bring, wouldn't it? All of a sudden, you have a grown son, and he comes home, says, "I can see." For the first time of his life, he sees his mom and dad. And for the first time in their life, they're able to see their son walk without stumbling and running into things. They're able to see him healed in one piece, just vibrant, right? And then as a result of that, they get called in. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think when the son came and they saw that he was healed, you think he told them what happened? Well, you better believe he did. "This man healed me. His name is Jesus. He's the Messiah." And so all of a sudden, the religious leaders pull them in, and they're scared. That great joy turns into great fear. And you know why the great fear was? It tells us here in verse 22. They didn't want to admit anything but, "This is our son, and yes, he was blind, and he can see now. We don't know how. We don't know who did it. We don't know anything else." Why? Because they're afraid. And they're afraid because the Jews had threatened that they would throw him out of the synagogue. You know what that meant? That meant that the way they made their living was over with. They would be shunned by the community. They wouldn't be able to participate in any of the Jewish religious activities. They would just be outcasts. And so they were more afraid of being outcasts than they were excited about what happened to their son. Now, think about that for a moment. You ever thought about that? How the Lord does this great thing, brings great joy, but then the joy is robbed and fear sets in because of threats, whether it be to your financial being, being shunned by your certain group you hang around, whatever it may be. You see, it's easy for us to sit back and read this and say, "I can't believe those parents would do something like that, just throw their son under the bus like that." But if we're not careful, we're doing the same thing. because we're afraid to openly talk about and live for Jesus Christ. The question I have for you today is this. What is robbing you of your joy in the Lord? Maybe talk to God about that today and ask Him to help you. Get rid of that fear, that anxiety, that worry that hinders you to fully surrender to the will of God. May the Lord bless you.